It is the State Capitol Report on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Glad you could be here. The state's nonpartisan legislative audit bureau is carrying out a request by the legislature's Joint Audit Committee to investigate the particulars of why the state agency that processes professional licenses is so behind on its work. Some Wisconsinites have spoken out about what it's like to be in that limbo waiting on crucial licenses that might enable them to start a job or get a promotion. Call in with your questions about this audit of the Department of Safety and Professional Services, 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Republican State Senator Eric Wimberger of Green Bay is co-chair of the Joint Legislative Audit Committee overseeing the audit. State Senator Wimberger, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Well, thanks for having me again.
All right. Well, lay it out for us. Why do you want to audit this agency?
Well, there was a study committee over the summer, and I think there are just a lot of unanswered questions yet, some lingering problems with time, and unfinished business, I suppose.
What do you mean by lingering problems with time?
There's still people who have been delayed in their licensing, and we don't have any solid answers as to really why, except a broad claim that they need more staff. And I think they're in those circumstances, then you're just kind of figuring out, well, is that true or not? Whether they need staff and how much and what for.
What do you say to lawmakers who feel this audit is a distraction and a time suck from the real work the agency needs to be doing?
Well, there's all sorts of recurring audits all over in various departments have annual audits. And it's kind of routine and normal business to try and figure out and make sure there's transparency and all sorts of things. Now, DSPS is not subject to one of these annual audits. So we just have to figure out what's going on and go from what we find out. The Audit Bureau is a nonpartisan entity, and they just go in and get records. And other than the issue of providing the records, it probably shouldn't be much of an impact on DSPS.
The Audit Bureau has given you some information so far, though, and I think that the additional details will be coming down the line here in months to come. But with the information you've received so far from the Legislative Audit Bureau, what comes to mind? What stands out to you?
What we have is information as to general delays. So DSPS had categorized all of its licensing, and there's some 240 different types of licenses, and they put them into two categories, health and then business. And in those, in those two categories, you create an average that kind of looks good, however, or reasonable, I suppose, or that there's a reasonable delay because you got to process things. But why those two categories? So why wasn't there an outline of all 240 and the status of all 240? So there's a way to hide problems in statistics if you lump them into one group or another. So there could be licenses that are happening very quickly and put in a category along with licenses that are taking very long, and then coming up with an average and saying, well, these quote-unquote business licenses don't have delays. And there's some issues there with dialing it in and figuring out where the necessary where the problems are that need a necessary fix.
So you're looking for more nuance here. Do you feel there are problems in DSPS that are flying under the radar?
I think so. And what was kind of brought to my attention subsequent to this to the study committee, I wasn't on the study committee, but subsequent to the committee. And brought to my attention was that what they were doing was a first-in, first-out system, as far as I can tell, where if your application came in first, then you're the one who's going to have your application addressed first. So that sounds nice, and it sounds fair that you would do it that way, but what if you're the guy behind the first-in guy? So if I were to have a license and there was someone in front of me in line and queue, Well, that person ahead of me might have a criminal record or didn't file their application fee or something like that. So they get delayed. Well, everybody behind that person gets delayed. So I think there's some ways you could probably streamline processes that that might change the dynamic from time to time.
Reintroduce you here for a moment as we talk about Wisconsin's management of professional licenses. We have State Republican Senator Eric Wimberger of Green Bay, who serves on the Joint Legislative Audit Committee. State Senator Wimberger, you know, we've heard details here from 2019 onward that Joint Finance Committee has refused to authorize DSPS's requests for additional staff. Is this the result of those persistent denials?
No, that's not true. DSPS had put in a request for supplemental budget request for funding. Now, these budgets only happen every 2 years, so if you miss the one budget, like we're in a budget season this year, if you miss it, you have to put in one of these supplemental requests until the next budget comes around. The DSPS had put in a request for the supplemental funding to add positions, and then for whatever reason, they withdrew it. And nobody knows quite why, but that's the way it shook out. They can do this at any point in time, including today. They could put in a supplemental request for budgeting, even though we're in budget session. And the Finance Committee looks at it in what's called a 1310 determination. And this is the same thing that happened with the unemployment insurance with Department of Workforce Development, when there was that backlog and everybody was trying to get Caleb Frostman at the time to put in these supplemental requests, and they just didn't do it.
Governor Evers' two-year state budget plan would hike funding by 21%. It would add 80 new jobs, 16 staff to process licenses. What is your position on these proposals?
Who knows? You know, just who knows? That DSPS went to great lengths to do a comparison. This is as a for instance. DSPS went to great lengths to make a comparison as to a particular license in nursing and how the wait time in nursing was not all that long in comparison to other states, which, I mean, that's helpful. But if you're going to spend all that time to figure out what other states are doing for one particular license, all we need is, first and foremost, an outlay of every single license and, you know, what the current delay status is. And then we can make a determination as to what the staffing needs, I suppose. And I don't think, even though the information is obtainable, I don't think DSPS has a grasp on the situation at the moment. So whether they need staff or not, or there could be different processes. For instance, Department of Workforce Development, the new secretary that replaced Caleb Frostman, she had partnered with Google to come up with some AI systems, and now they're high-speed, low-drag. So, you know, we'll see what they need, and we're open to ideas. It's not that there's a denial that there's additional staff needed. It's kind of just a blank spot in our knowledge.
Well, DSPS, Dan Harith, who has been in our program, you know, has said that the work is underway to modernize, you know, the processing software and upgrade their IT systems. What is your response to that?
That may be all well and good, and we're all open for it. I think if that analysis had been done earlier, a couple years earlier, I mean, he's been in office since 2019 with some ideas, then those budget requests would be, if he had some specificity, those budget requests, I think, would get a lot of support in the legislature.
Audit Committee Democrats voted against moving forward with this audit, and I want to hear some tape here. Democratic State Senator, your colleague across the aisle, Tim Carpenter of Milwaukee, ahead of the vote.
It's after the fact. I don't know how much we can do about it now, but I would encourage people on Joint Finance or members of the majority party. I don't have any say over what funds are spent, but it sure wouldn't need to be here if we would have had the money appropriated and when it wouldn't be in this pickle.
And acknowledging the fact that this is an agency almost entirely run on revenue created from permits and licensing fees, how do you feel about moving forward with the audit without bipartisan support?
Well, the audit is to determine what the needs are, and in a sense, that's there's a truth there that the money comes from revenue from the licenses, and we don't use all of that revenue for the licensing process.
Correct, and there is a $47 million surplus of their revenues.
Right.
Yes,
right. So the last budget, when it came around, I guess there was an analysis, and I wasn't in the legislature at the time, but I was just in the legislature, but not on the Finance Committee. There was a determination that they weren't going to use it all, or that anything that they might use could be supplemented with these supplemental budget requests if there was an overage necessary. So I think logically you'd say, well, why don't we use the program revenue for that? And I think there's that has traction in the legislature. It's just what that amount is. I mean, maybe they need more than what's in the revenue from the licenses. Who knows that yet? And I think that's the purpose of the audit, is to dial that in, because DSPS apparently has not.
Republican State Senator Eric Wimberger of Green Bay with us on the newly authorized probe underway of the Legislative Audit Bureau to scrutinize the processes, turnaround time of the agency DSPS. You can join in on Department of Safety and Professional Services. Your insights, 800-642-1234. Call in with your questions about the audit and what you hope it will reveal. This is a State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is the State Capitol Report on the Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We discuss next steps in an audit underway of the State Department of Safety and Professional Services, DSPS, the agency that grants licenses for a wide variety of professions. Think nurses, barbers, therapists. Governor Tony Evers' budget proposal seeks to hire dozens more workers in DSPS to speed up license processing. Call in with your questions about the audit and what you want answered, your experience in the licensing process in your profession, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Republican State Senator Eric Wimberger of Green Bay is co-chair of the Joint Legislative Audit Committee and stays with us. State Senator Wimberger, in August last year, former DSPS Secretary Don Krim left the agency. Evers then appointed then Assistant Deputy Secretary Dan Harith as the new department head. So how do you feel about Harith's job performance so far?
I think he has the right intentions, and he's trying to do things. There's just some legacy issues going on that, they're just out there yet. And you can say pandemic all day long, but there's just some systemic things that are causing a delay in what should be an appropriate reaction, I guess.
What would you consider to be the most, you know, systemic legacy issue that must be addressed in this agency?
At first blush, I mean, it's kind of what we're trying to find out. But at first blush, there's the technology issue, and who knows if it's staff. But then also decisional things like, for instance, anecdotally, there was a story relayed to me where there was a doctor who needed a license, and it was delayed. They couldn't get this guy licensed, and obviously it's expensive and all these delays. And it turns out that there were two licensing fee checks sent, one by the hospital and one by the doctor himself. And DSPS couldn't figure that out, to call the guy and say, well, which check do you want us to cash? So this guy was delayed for 90 or however many days on the license. What should be a minor confusion there. So I think it's just not streamlined. And hopefully we can work with Secretary Harris to do that.
Secretary Harris, speaking on our show last year, said the department's top need to address these backlogs is more staff. And he said DSPS has had a call center with only six staffers that receive up to 10,000 calls a week.
Quite frankly, that math simply doesn't work. And we've shared that in the past. And with six FTE across that number of calls, our answer rate is about 34%. And it creates an average hold time of between 35 and 40 minutes.
So an average hold time between 35 and 40 minutes. When Harris says the math doesn't work, what do you hear there in terms of people trying to answer these phones?
And he's probably right there. And, you know, in between these budget cycles, you have to do that supplementary budget request for limited term employees. And I think there's, they don't like that in his testimony in front of the investigatory committee. You know, he indicated he doesn't like using those LTEs, and that's understandable, but you're in the middle of a budget cycle, so you got to just do that and file the paperwork.
What are your thoughts on hiring temp workers to address these workload issues versus full-time jobs?
Oh, no, I think if there's full-time employment needed, that should be something that's addressed. It's just that in between the budget cycles to fill things, especially something like call centers, just to address problems or answer the phone and forward things, or you know, those types of temporary jobs probably can do the particular thing of answering in a phone bank. But I don't think there's really going to be opposition to full-time employees if it's needed.
Talking about Wisconsin's management of professional licenses with Republican State Senator Eric Wimberger of Green Bay, let's go to Andrea in Madison. Hi.
Good morning. Hi. I'm calling. I'm a licensed professional counselor in Madison, and I work for a large hospital organization. And through my profession, my patients often will be in the monitoring program or professional assistance program. And so part of my role is to work with DSPS to ensure that these people are cooperating and compliant with their stipulation agreements and to maintain their professional license. But this requires ongoing communication back and forth with DSPS, and it is well known in my field across the board how challenging it is to communicate with DSPS. There is frequently a different person working within a month or two. Now the contact person is a totally different person that we're supposed to be communicating with. Challenging to get communication and to receive it. And these people, my patients that, you know, are at the whim of the department are really at risk of not having their license renewed. So that is one point. The other point that I wanted to communicate is
very quickly.
We have a problem with electronic health records. I can't communicate with them with email, and that's their preferred way of communication. They want all of these things communicated to email. We can only do it via fax because of HIPAA. So I don't know if they have a way of process improvement with that, but there's some problems.
State Senator Wimberger, the challenges, mm-hmm. the communication breakdowns, go ahead.
No, that's a fact. And there's just those systemic things in that department. And same thing with workforce development a year ago, a year and a half ago. So the first step is to figure out what's going on and then where to target funds for it.
Very quickly here, timeline for when your audit committee will have adequate information from the audit bureau to fully grasp next steps if the next state budget is due in a matter of months.
Right. So there is that dynamic in that there's a timeline issue. So I expect Secretary Harris to be forthcoming with information, because I'm also on the Finance Committee, and one problem of dialing in specificity with the audit, that does take some time. But if he wants to be forthcoming with a plethora of information, so that we can figure out on the front end, just to hopefully come up with something substantive by the end of the budget season, that's definitely a priority.
State Senator Wimberger, thank you for joining us.
Thanks a lot.
Republican State Senator Eric Wimberger represents the 30th District in Green Bay, is co-chair of the Joint Legislative Audit Committee. This is a State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.